We're back with more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have you with us. In 2006, Matt Kempel decided that what Milwaukee needed was a good laugh, and thus the Milwaukee Comedy Festival was born. 8 years later, the festival has grown to be the largest of its kind in Wisconsin, and it now attracts acts from as far away as L.A., New York, and Vancouver. It continues to feature a broad range of comedic styles, from stand-up to sketch to improv, so there's something to appeal to just about everyone. Kempel joins me in the Lake Effect studio now. Matt, welcome back to Lake Effect. It's great to see you.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
So tonight, 8 years of comedy festival here in Milwaukee. Who'd have thought?
I never would have thought, that's for sure. I remember that first year. It was sort of just an experiment, a mistake almost, and a bunch of people showed up and had so much fun that, you know, we had to do it again and again and again.
And I think the first time I was acquainted with it was the second year you were at the Time Cinema.
Yes.
Doing it there. You've since moved down to Next Act space.
Yes.
And everything kicks off tonight. What are we expecting in this year's festival?
Well, my hope is, you know, fans of comedy, people that enjoy going out and seeing shows, they're going to still see something completely different from any other night of comedy. We try to offer a variety of different shows, you know, not just a stand-up show, not just sketch or improv comedy, but a mixture of that to sort of expose people to different kinds of comedy. And people that maybe don't see a lot of comedy shows, it's a great opportunity for them to get a lot of exposure to a lot of different types of fun.
Now, as the producer, how are you putting all of this together? I imagine that you're having to wade through lots and lots of video and lots of proposals.
Absolutely. The submission process starts in late January and early February, and there's a few months that we allow submissions. And this year we were literally overwhelmed with over 130 submissions from every corner of the United States. So previously we'd had, you know, maybe 60 submissions, 40 submissions. You know, in the early years we were really excited to get 20 or 30. And this year to have, you know, 130 plus was a major undertaking. Just the hours of footage, like you said, we try to give every single submission enough time to critique it accurately. And the biggest problem this year was almost every submission we got was high quality. And that doesn't usually happen. In years past, it's been pretty easy. Oh, you know, kind of half and half, or, you know, oh, these groups are okay, but not really what we're looking for. This year, pretty much everything was a 9 or a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10.
So you could have had like a 3-week festival.
We literally could. That, yeah. We were at the point where we almost needed to flip a coin, because the groups were so strong and so funny. How do you choose one funny over another? I mean, I thought I knew how. And this year it was really difficult. But, you know, at the same time, that's a really good problem to have.
So once you finally did make the decision, how did it fall out in terms of local acts versus national acts?
Well, we try to get as much of a mixture as we can. Every year of the festival, we try to have a focus on Milwaukee groups, and we did that again this year. But one sort of positive negative is there are a lot more groups in Milwaukee now performing comedy regularly, and we couldn't fit everybody from Milwaukee in. And that was really heartbreaking for us as the producers and the organizers of the festival. We want to include everybody, you know, a lot of our friends, we want to include them in the show. And it gets very difficult. How do you put a show together that's the best possible show that it can be, but you can't put a show on for your friends anymore necessarily?
That wasn't a quality issue, was it? Or
no, not really. It was just, again, the number of submissions that we got and just trying to have a variety. We couldn't have, you know, one show with three improv acts in it. We needed to have a mixture. So it got to the point where we had to make decisions based on really type of comedy, not necessarily level of good or bad, because they were all such quality submissions. It was, you know, much more about, okay, well, this style is a little bit different from what we already have on the docket. Or this type of improv, you just can't see this in Milwaukee. So we want to bring those folks into town, that type of thing.
Why do you think the festival is getting so much attention nationally? You're obviously on the radar now.
Yeah. I mean, this year, especially in years past, we've had a couple of rumblings, maybe somebody from New York one year, somebody from Dallas a different year, but never the same year. This year, every corner of the United States, we got submissions from LA, New York, San Francisco, Florida, New Hampshire, and all these cities in between, and Vancouver, Canada, and Toronto, Canada as well. The thing that I can only base it off of what I see in the submissions. We ask, how did you hear about the festival? And about half of the submissions referred to another group that said, hey, this group had so much fun, they told us about it. Another one said, we've been watching you for a while from afar and realize that you really have something special. Another group said, you know, everybody we've talked to says Milwaukee Comedy Festival is the place to be. And to me, that is the true level of success for what I'm trying to do. Because when I started this, it was all about trying to put on a quality show that was entertaining, that was fun for the audience, but it also had to be fun for the performers. And to me, this is a real example of the performers are having such a great time. They're telling their friends and their colleagues, hey, you guys need to check this out because, you know, they treat us well. It's a blast. And there's not really anything quite like this happening as far as the comedy festival circuit's concerned.
So you found a niche, it sounds like.
I think so, and not even trying to find one. I didn't set out and say, okay, this is how my festival's different from others. I came to producing as a performer. So I knew what a performer needed to have a great show, at least ideally. So when
Like what?
Well, part of it is a lot of festivals are focused on sort of on the money side of things, where it is a money-making venture, that there are, in some cases and in some cities, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people coming, and major corporate sponsors and huge overhead. And the bottom dollar is extremely important, or you can't do it again the next year. And with the Milwaukee Comedy Festival, it's all been very grassroots, partly because I didn't know how to ask for sponsorships, for one, in those early years, and also I just, from putting on my own shows theatrically and small comedy shows, it was like, okay, well, what can we afford to do? All right, let's try to do everything we can with, you know, as little resources as we have. And that's sort of just how the festival's been built up. We still have, you know, a small number of resources, but we're able to utilize them in the best way we can. We're able to try to do more with less. So by approaching the festival in that way, there's, I think, this level sort of what other performers have said to me in years past is just the way that they're treated, for one. We offer free food and beverages backstage because we can't really pay the performers what they deserve to be paid. So by offering free food and, you know, they can see shows for free and stuff like that, it becomes this community where funny people are able to connect with other funny people that they wouldn't necessarily have an opportunity to converse with or to work with on stage. So it's exciting over the years to see, you know, some familiar faces, some people that are really fun to work with backstage and on stage. That's an exciting place to be. And I think that's really what has caused the popularity, at least in the internal comedy scene. So people are saying, hey, you know, Milwaukee, it's a cool city. There's a lot more to do there than we would have thought outside of Milwaukee. And the people there are really nice. And we get that a lot. The staff that you hire are some of the nicest people we've ever met. And just that little option of somebody who spent all day traveling on their own dime to come and perform a show for you, I think the least I can do is be nice to them. And to a lot of these people coming in from out of town, it's sort of like a band going on tour. It's a lot of long hours, a lot of miles in between shows, and to treat somebody like a human being and to treat somebody like a friend is really welcoming and really satisfying when you're tired and don't really feel very funny that day.
What about Milwaukee audiences? Have they embraced this idea, and are you getting feedback from them that they're enjoying some things that they might not see otherwise?
Absolutely. That's another thing that's kind of been fascinating is you know, a few years ago, it stopped being all my friends that were coming to see the festival. And now there's all these people from all over Milwaukee, greater Milwaukee. I mean, Grafton and Mequon and Brown Deer and Racine. These outlying areas are all finding out about the festival and having a great time and seeing these shows. And I don't know who any of these people are. And that's really exciting. And a lot of other comedians in town have commented that they have said, you know, oh, we couldn't do these kinds of shows that we do throughout the year if it wasn't for the comedy festival. And to me, that's a real honor for somebody to say, you know, I set out and said, hey, there isn't a huge comedy scene here from what I can tell. It'd be really great if we could do something special that would draw that focus. And that's really what the first comedy festival was all about. So to see that idea expanded and over the course of 8 years, having comedians come up to me and literally thank me for what I'm doing. And I mean, the funny thing to me is I just like to laugh. And, you know, all this time, that was sort of the mission. Well, we really love to laugh. Let's have a great time. And then this underlying mission of creating an environment where it's fun and safe to be funny is sort of a unique idea, and it's caught on. And now there's this really incredible comedy scene in town. A lot of kind of underground shows are sort of coming out of the woodwork, and now you can catch monthly showcases all the time. Every single week there's some kind of a focus on local comedy. And in every single little community, you know, Bayview, River West, the East Side, they all have these little comedy scenes that are starting to pop up, and these comedians are getting up and trying new things and pursuing comedy as a career. And 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years ago, there was no possibility of doing that with any sort of community assistance or any sort of support from friends or family. And now
maybe even community awareness.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that's really where the first Comedy Fest came from. Was I saw all these groups, they were performing, it looked like a lot of fun. So we thought, okay, let's put them all together. Let's put a big show on, call it the first annual comedy festival as a joke, and see who shows up.
And 8 years later, here you are.
And 8 years later, I'm still crazy enough to keep doing it.
Do you see a particular trend or trends in comedy, both here in Milwaukee and also nationwide? Are there specific types of humor that seem to be popular right now?
There is this interesting sort of a Milwaukee style that's starting to come out. When we watched the submission tapes, it was sort of fascinating. We'd be watching something and think, oh, this has to be Chicago. Oh, this has to be New York. You know, and you start to see those videos over and over again. And then watching local shows, we're starting to see, oh, there's sort of this style that's starting to come out. I can't really define it, but it's there. And it's exciting to see that Milwaukee's growing in that kind of way where it can be recognized like that.
So there's an actual Milwaukee brand of comedy.
I think so, yeah.
And you'll get a chance to see it this weekend.
Absolutely.
Matt Kemple, as always, such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Matt Kemple is the founder of the Milwaukee Comedy Festival, now in its 8th year. It all gets underway tonight at Next Act Theater in the 5th Ward, and it runs through the weekend. There's more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And that is all the time we have today. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.